the final topic that I want to discuss in the context of the mitzvah Bikur Cholim is whether or not there's a mitzvah to visit Gentile sick people. If you're in the hospital and there are various people there to be visited, are you fulfilling a mitzvah when you visit the Gentiles as well? If you know a Gentile is in a hospital, is there a mitzvah, any fulfillment of a mitzvah if you go and visit them? So the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeh Simin Shin Lamed Hei, Sif Tet, paskens on the basis of the Gemara in Masechet Gittin Dach Samach Aleph, that Mevakrin Cholei Ovdei Kochavim Mipnei Darkei Shalom, that for reasons of good neighborly relations, so we will visit sick people who are not Jewish. There's no specific mitzvah to do, and there's no kiyum of a mitzvah. You don't fulfill a mitzvah if you visit them. But nevertheless, we want there to be good civil relations between the Jewish community and our Gentile neighbours. And therefore, it's appropriate when the opportunity or the circumstances arise that one should visit Gentiles as well. Both the Shach and the Gra point out that even though the Lashon is in the Gemara in Gittin, that we visit Chole Akum im Chole Yisrael together with Jewish sick people, doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that because they're both in the ward together. But even if you know that there's a Gentile that your next door neighbour's in hospital, so it's a correct thing to go and visit them, because just like we visit Jews, we also visit non-Jews. As I say, we want there to be good civil relations. Rav Avadia Yosef in Shelot Tshuvot Yichaveh Dat, Chelek Vav Simon Samach, so right at the very end there of the series of Shelot Tshuvot Yichaveh Dat, he addresses the question we've said that part of the mitzvah Bikur Cholim is to daven for a chole. Is a person allowed to daven for a Gentile ill person? Person might have a business partner or a neighbour or even a non-Jewish relative. Perhaps a Ger Tzedek has a non-Jewish parent and that person is ill. Are they allowed to daven for them? So Rav Avadia makes a number of observations. So firstly, he says, if the person's not an Oved Avodah Zarah, so he says, if, for example, the Gentile is a Muslim, so then definitely allowed to daven for them. There's no question there whatsoever. What about if they're Christian? So he says that depends in the first place on the machloket in the poskim as to whether or not Christianity is regarded as Avodah Zarah for Gentiles. It's not permitted for Jews, but there's a machloket whether it's permitted for Gentiles. Different ways of understanding the ruling of the Rama. And Rav Avadia's conclusion is that Christianity, at least as far as this is concerned, is not regarded as Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's going to be permissible to daven also for Christians. His third observation is that in actual fact, even if it, Christians are counted as of the Avodah Zarah, it's still permitted to daven for them to recover. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide whether or not to heal them. We can daven for them to get better, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make the decision as to what is correct. Fourth observation he makes is that in actual fact you can include in the tefillah that the person should do teshuva, leave the ways of Avodah Zarah, and also get better. So a double tefillah there. And his fifth observation is that even if they are of Dei Avodah Zarah, whoever it is that one wants to pray for, if one is indebted to them in some way, they've done you a favour, so you are allowed to daven for them, Mishum Eva. And he says an excellent example of this is a Ger Tzedek with Gentile parents. That's his or her parents brought them into this world, obviously indebted to them, and therefore it's permitted to daven for them. Adkan.